Blog Talk Radio.
One of you are faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, shalom, shalom. The King is coming. Shabbat shalom, Israel.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. It's a pleasure. It's a joy. Where is it? I ain't got started yet. Okay. It's a pleasure and a joy to be here with y'all, Israel. It really, truly is. What can we say? The Father is wonderful.
Yes, yes, indeed.
There he is. No one like him, never will be. Yahshua submitted to the Father perfectly.
Hallelujah.
In every aspect. I know that's a cuss word in this society.
Yes, sir.
But he did submit 100% completely to the Father.
Yes, sir.
Teaching us how, as the bride, that we should, especially as males, especially as men, how we should be in 100% submission to him. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad that I have no reports of anything bad, but I'm glad that everybody made it home safely.
Hallelujah.
I guess everybody took heed to the last piece, you know what I mean? When I said, take your time. Be sober. Well, I always, every time, you know, the scriptures teach us, the Bible does, the Bible teaches us that we need to always watch unto prayer. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
It says, watch unto prayer. So what is that doing? That's helping you keep your focus and attention on him.
Yeah.
Who is actually charged to keep watch over you?
Yes, sir.
So every time I leave out this gate, first thing in the morning, first thing I do is start praying. The angel of Yah, I can't tell you how many times he's preserved me.
Woo!
Can I tell you? Because, man, I mean to tell you, man, people coming over in lanes and are you following me? Not looking and pulling out, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. All kinds of stuff going on. I know that the angel of the Most High Yah is encountered around the battle.
Hallelujah.
Well, We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
And the dead season is definitely done kicked off in the full swing. They're going to come in with a bang.
Yeah.
And I promise you, if the dead season come in, I'm going in.
Hallelujah. Come on,
I promise you that.
Come on.
I promise you that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And that which can be shaken will be taken out of the way.
Yes, sir.
Just the sole purpose, the whole purpose of it. We had a wonderful feast.
Amen.
You know, like always, thank the Father for inviting us.
Yeah, invite. Yeah.
Year after year after year. You know, some people choose to not obey. That's another word. This Western cultural mindset don't like is obey. You know, here, listen, O Israel. We're charged for that.
Yes, sir.
Most people choose to just celebrate what they call the feast in with their own family, independent of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you read the book, what did Paul go to celebrate the feast? He went to Jerusalem, didn't he? And then you see the Israelites. When they celebrate the feast, were they with their own little individual satellite family, or were they with the Israelites as a whole? I just want to ask these questions. Because, you know, you got a lot of false preachers, a lot of false teachers out there that's trying to, because they appeal to the conscience of the rebels.
Right.
Did y'all see the video I read that scripture about when Moses said that he, is that a purge out the rebels from among you?
Ezekiel.
Or purge out the rebels from among you. And people don't understand and comprehend it. That's what the Most High does. But do you ever think that the rebels are going to admit that they're rebels?
No, sir.
Did Korah, Dathan, and Abiram ever repent for being rebellious?
No, sir.
They don't know that they're rebels.
Mm-hmm.
They doing that which is right in their own eyes. But the Most High designed for Israel to be together.
Yeah.
Little sanctuaries in the place where he's chosen. And when you have just only your little family, the internet don't count. You understand what I mean?
True.
That ain't where two or more gathered together. Family is one unit.
Yeah, come on. Break it down.
See, we try to all the time flesh and man is all the time trying to make excuses.
Yes,
to try to make that book say what they wanted to say rather than being obedient. There's that word again. You all right, teacher? You all right?
I'm just stretching.
Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah, I get you. But rather than being obedient, hey, I appreciate all of the donations that's coming in there. Monkey Bastard, glad to see you in the house. Been a long time there, Ranger. Galen, hallelujah. Glory to the King. It's a wonderful thing. Hey, I'm glad we got a 10 in there as well. Hallelujah. But we cannot say enough about the feast. You know, this feast, it seemed like that everybody pretty much has found their knack about what to do, how to do it, go about doing it. You know, a little bit less tired, but still encouraged. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Everybody seemed to have their tent game down. The tent game down. Rest a little bit more well when you have your tent game down. And the Most High bless it. It only rained on us one day.
Yeah.
You know, right? One day had just plenty of good food.
Yes, sir.
If you left here talking about there wasn't no food, you just not only that we served during the day, breakfast and dinner, but I'm talking about the food that was cooking, being cooked all over the place all the time. All you had to do was get your shoes and get your family to just walk through the camp. That's all you had to do.
Yeah.
People would throw food at you. Yeah,
brother.
You ain't had no excuse whatsoever at all. Bless you, Elder Rob, Elder Rufus, Pastor Daniel, all of y'all. Bless y'all. So much, I mean, and you know what, for the most part, we we had a lot of joy at this season.
Yes, yes, yes. Only rejoicing.
We
yes,
did. Sir. The only thing that concerns me, though,
yes, sir.
Concern the joy. You know, as I peer out and watch through the crowd, because y'all heard me say this before, you know, a lot of times I'm afraid that a lot of the younger generation has bought some of the things that they've done at the games and the club into the assembly. You know what I mean? We're shouting, but are you really shouting at Yah? Or are you just in a group setting because everybody else is just, you know what I mean? When you go to football game, everybody else is shouting, so you just join right on in. Now, is your heart indicted in a good matter to be able to? I mean, really, you may be able to fool man, but you can't fool Yah. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I tell you, when it says rejoice, I look out amongst the videos and stuff, this is the most that some people rejoice. I said, woo, Father. Whew. There it is, small harvest. Must have been sold. During seed time.
Come on, Chef. Come on with it. Come on, Chef.
I just, still to this day, man, I can be by myself with the most out of y'all and just have a wonderful time.
Yes, sir.
Just have a wonderful time. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Just literally have a wonderful time. Man, I tell you what, the Israelites all came together this year. And y'all really, really, really helped out the hood. I mean, people were volunteering left and right.
Hallelujah.
Many hands make light work.
Yeah.
And then it actually opened us up to be able to go do more things that we needed to do.
That's it.
And we got a lot done. Got a lot done. Was able to get a lot done. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. If you missed it, we can't bring it back for you.
Right.
But you just missed it. You just missed it. All right, hey, by the way, bring Yahor in here. Yahor, Brother Lee Christopher, hallelujah. Everybody says best tabernacles to date so far. Yeah, you know, every time we have tabernacles, it should be the best, you know, from, you know what I mean, because we're here, we're there, you know what I mean. Well, we got a tradition here, over in the Bell family. Hey, now this is the fourth son of Deacon Bell. This is little Yahor. Look at him. Look at him.
Amen. Right there, that's the head.
Hey, Yahor, look. Snap your hands, ask you so he can see you. Snap your hands. Amen. There you go. There you are, man. And so that y'all know that this is their own personal tradition. Look here. Got a picture of every single one of them.
Wow.
Up here. And so now they got to get one that you can put four of them in there.
Yep. Yep.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? Little Yahor, look at that.
Yeah.
All right, man. And Mama, see you later.
Yep.
See you later.
Bless you.
Somebody said, no doubt a bell for. And, you know, I did that video on parents' rights.
Mm-hmm.
That was jam-packed with information, wasn't it?
Yes,
mind you, I'm just driving down the road. I'm trying my best to just save anybody who want to hear. And mind you, none of their children were born in the hospital. They were born independent, free. Now, don't get me wrong. You can still have a child born in the hospital and still be independent, free, as long as you don't get that birth certificate or any of that things that they try to offer you under duress. But anyway, don't let me digress there. Go down. Next thing you know, I'll be down that little road right there in itself. Well, I really do. I'm going to say it again for all the straight way and stuff. We really do appreciate your gifts, your offerings, the labor of love that everybody showed. The land was actually in good shape. Did y'all hear me? The land was actually in good shape. Man, Israel, hallelujah. What you expect, though, when the spirit was just so beautiful? I mean, every meeting was anointed. Every single one of them was anointed. And I tell you, man, I know it was good to be able to see it over the camera, but man, it ain't nothing like being here in person. No, is it? Nothing like. Now, of course, you know, it's a change of weather. Pollen is high. And, of course, you know, we had some people that did had a lot of respiratory, you know what I mean, a little phlegm, maybe a little cough, maybe sometimes people run a fever or whatever, right? But then, man, if you got a hold of Michael Israel and Sister Coria's anti-viral, ooh, boy, man, that thing. I'm telling y'all, man, I'm sorry I'm about to put it in there. But, man, I gave this, I gave a bottle of this to a family. They come early for the feast. They always do. But this right here, man, if y'all want to make this winter a good winter, I mean, you can even just use this as maintenance.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
But this is fire.
Yes, sir.
This is some good stuff. And guess what? This one ain't got no hocus pocus over it.
Hey, come on, exactly.
It ain't been charged by crystals.
Yeah.
Come no on, chakras or chants been said over it.
No ancestors.
No ancestors. and the ancestors' hair and toenails are in it. Ain't none of that stuff. Just straight up pure Israelite herbs.
Yeah.
Man, I tell y'all, Michael Israel, you and Sister Corey, I'm telling y'all, I better bring a box of 300 next year.
Yeah.
Because, man, they can't keep up with the orders. Now, but what happens when you make a good product, though? This stuff works good.
Yes, it does.
Man, they stopped me at the front gate over there. They said, "Ooh, Pastor, thank you, because that stuff worked good."
Yeah.
So did. And mind you, the herb of the field for the service of man, anything that we say to you cannot prevent or cure any disease. We get that disclaimer because they say if you don't give that disclaimer, they want to sue you. So, this doesn't heal a damn thing and neither does pharmaceuticals. Only Jesus.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, if you want something, get the herb on the field for the service of man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Householdherbs.com.
Yes.
Deacon Samuel put it in there. Householdherbs.com. I tell you, man, it's just, and then the fellowship. You know, people often, you know, I'm supposed to be the insensitive, the angry, the hateful, the spiteful, pastor, infamous, pastored out. Mama Nelly said, boy, it sure would be nice if we could have somebody follow you around with a camera. So everybody can see all these little children just love you and gravitate to you. Just gravitate, you know what I mean? I said, man, it don't make no difference. You're going to have the people in the world that are challenged by previous lifestyles. You know what I mean? And to the disgruntled, you can't do nothing about the disgruntled. But none but the righteous going to see y'all anyway. None but the righteous. But, man, I tell you, and then we had a lot of highlights. The children's program, man, is just it's every year. It gets better and better. And no, Brother Vincent, we're not going to sing "We Are the World, We Are the Children" with another tune to it. Make up our own Israelite songs. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And get, let us divorce ourselves and get as far from the world as possible.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Children did well. Did really well. All the servers, man, just did it with a smile and humility on their face. Just, it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing. Then we had that wonderful ordination.
Yes.
Mm. Hey, I want some of you brothers that had got ordained. Get into the call of queue. All right? I want you to get into the call of queue for a second. Guest calling number is 310-982-4226. You may or may not hear an automated voice. But once you get into the call of queue, press number one, and then it would send up a little sign to let me know that you're in the call of queue. Because we've got something that needs to be settled. First of all, I'm going to start off like this. We're not Christianity.
True.
Is that all right?
Yes,
we're not Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
We're not Western Eurocentric Christianity. And believe me, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. So I want some of y'all that got ordained, I want y'all to get into the call of queue, please. Hallelujah. Elder Donnie, we even had an elder out there did a great job with the children.
Yeah.
Involved with the children. You know, the children is the next generation. You know, the more we perfect ourselves, then the better off they will be.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Because we've got the residue.
Come on.
Yes. I'm sorry, folks. There's just a lot of things we got to shed off of.
Yes. Yes.
No, for real. It's just got to go.
First.
But I want y'all to get into the call of queue. Call of queue. Guest calling number 310-982-4226. Press number 1 to get in there because I got something I need to line up here for a second. Because contrary to popular belief, there's a lot of stuff, man, that y'all people, man, oof. And believe me, listen, we're the type of ministry that we don't want to hear somebody says. That somebody could be anybody. I won't name. Ain't that what you read in the book? Where in the book do you ever read what somebody said? I know you read it's been commonly reported, but they can tell you where it was commonly reported from.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Then somebody, I want to know who somebody said it so we can go talk to somebody says. What's wrong with that?
No.
Y'all got the press number 1. All right, good. We in there. So, when I call your area code, y'all stay there for a second. When I call your area code, we're going to get to something. But first of all, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, read, teach.
Be you followers of me, even as also am of Messiah.
Now, wait a minute. What is going on with Paul that he thinks that he can actually be so arrogant as to tell people to follow him because he is a follower of Messiah? Can you imagine Paul trying to say that in this generation? In this generation. Huh? Well, I'm glad that he said it. Because everybody that followed Paul fared pretty well.
Yes.
They fared pretty well. That's why Pastor Dow says, be ye followers of me.
Yes.
Even as I am a follower of Messiah.
Yes.
Now, what we have is we got a bunch of people that they start off following, then they fall away. I mean, the opportunities, he started off falling. Nobody told him to get puffed up because he wanted to have the preeminence.
Come on.
See, some of y'all got that diopatry spirit out there. I'm going to be real with y'all. Y'all got that diopatry spirit. Yeah, you do. You love to have the preeminence. You want the preeminence. You salivate for the preeminence. Demas, y'all remember Paul spoke well of him at one time? Then he had to come back later on and said, demons have forsaken me. But he loved his present world, his present evil world. I had many people that's been ordained here that's forsaken me and followed this world.
Yes, sir.
They come here and learn the way because they didn't know the way. Y'all brought them here.
Yes, true.
To learn the way. God. Then all of a sudden, now they got all these so-called charges. I wasn't proud when you first came.
Come on.
I wasn't arrogant when y'all led here.
Amen.
Huh? I wasn't that way when you came here and I sit down and spoke with you, hugged your neck, accept you into my home.
Right. Yes, sir.
It wasn't until the Spirit came in.
True.
Then all of a sudden, I'm proud American.
Yes.
I taught you everything you know.
Yes.
And so, you mean to tell me that people can't fit the other side of the bill of the book, too, as well?
Yes, sir.
Well, Acts chapter 6, verse 1. And those we had to come on in and get right out the gate.
Because
Pastor Daniel, he already covered everything as far as how good the feast was. The sisters did. So we can go ahead and hit a few things, then we go right on in. But it was amazing how, when you first come to Straightway, how motivated everybody was. You know what I mean? Oh, this is the place, man. Y'all led me a couple years.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden, I'm a controller. I'm a ruler. I am a ruler.
Yeah.
That I am.
Right. Hallelujah. That's your righteousness.
Let them that rule well
come on.
Be counted worthy of double honor.
Come on.
Especially those who labor. And I do labor.
Yes, sir.
In the word of doctrine.
Come on.
That I do.
Yes,
I want us to do. Apologize for that?
No. Keep it with you.
Man.
Come on now.
That's another scripture I use, McNabb. I told a brother, I said, hey, if you're in an assembly, and if you know if you're leading right. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the righteous are in authority, the people
rejoice.
You ever see people, they at one time, they come here and they really rejoicing, they jumping, hopping, screaming, shouting, worshiping with us. And then all of a sudden they come here, another feast, and you see that distant,
yeah.
1,000-yard stare of spirit. You can see it on them, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, after about 30-something rodeos, man, we can see it. You know what I mean? Look at that. Viper got them. Viper got them. I don't know why they come in first, but I guess they just come to make their last Waterloo, but got them. There's a certain spirit that enters into them. Teacher Eric had that spirit on him. You can go and look at it. Go back and look at the last time he was here and then watch and see. Tell me you don't see that spirit. Make me a liar. Hey, so be it. Won't be the first, won't be the last. And but I tell you, man, it's crazy. See, they don't think that we, as people and men of Yah, the one who ordained you to, that we don't have a right to reprove and rebuke and correct. Now, I'm an elder. Am I not an elder?
Yes.
Don't the book says against an elder receive not an accusation but out of the mouth of two or more witnesses? Not two or more hearsays.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Whoa, I tell you. So we break scripture to justify ourselves in order to try to say that we're keeping scripture, but we're not keeping scripture. So you got all these disgruntled people out there so-called celebrating feast of tabernacles, ain't nobody invited to nobody's home.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So anyway, I call names.
Yes, sir.
Because see, cowards and spineless people use innuendos. They speak in riddles and terms and circles and stuff. I call names. So it won't be no room for misunderstanding. Because when you read our book, Paul called names. Moses called names.
Yeah.
Jesus called names.
True.
But you have to understand, this is an American feminine society, though.
Yes,
do you know, Israel, that even if you are not committing none of these other sins, and yet you being an effeminate man, you got to lake your home. I said being feminine, soft.
Yes, word. Yep.
Yeah, the feminine man is right in there with adulterers and idolaters.
Yeah.
And feminine.
Yeah.
You know, soft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a man ministry right here.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to make my promise to y'all. I ain't going to leave no stone unturned this dead season. I'm going to root up, pluck out, tear down, and build all y'all gonna see a different Pastor Dow this debt season.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So, see all them hands right here, right? Brother Benson, you didn't get ordained. I didn't ask you to get in there. I asked the people who got ordained.
Yeah.
You see how we listen? Do y'all see how we listen? So, Brother Benson, take your hand down. Get out the caller queue. Did I not call for people?
Yes, sir.
See, and this is what they don't like. They don't like to rebuke. The people don't. I didn't say Brother Benson. I said, they, for whatever reason is, people don't think that we got to be, we ain't got to be rebuked. We ain't got to be reproved.
Way of life.
So when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. I didn't see no mourners here straightway. Did y'all see any mourners here?
Only
rejoice. We had 1,000 people here, and everybody rejoiced.
Hey,
John saw the multitude of the overcomers.
Yes, sir.
And all of them were worshiping Yahweh.
Come on.
And some of them were singing.
Yeah.
Some of them were shouting.
Come on.
But they were all praising Yahweh. All praise Yahweh. See the reason why they had opened up the doors, man, because now we got flooded out of here.
Yes,
so, Acts 6, verse 1, and read, teach. I want y'all to listen. Listen to the book. Listen. Let me say this, disclaimer. Do not believe a word that Pastor Dow said. Don't trust me. Trust Yah.
Hallelujah.
Trust Yah's word.
Yes, sir.
Is that all right?
That's all right.
Want you to test all things, which is prove all things.
Yeah.
And you done it quite a few times. When you get the clearance, then you know that Pastor is called of Yah. Then you can follow me
yes.
as I follow Messiah.
That's great to put it together.
I can't get no more honest than that. But test everything, include yourself.
Yes, most importantly.
Don't give yourself a pass. Test everything.
Yes.
All right. Reteach.
And in those days.
That what?
When the number of the disciples was multiplied.
Come on.
There arose the murmuring.
There was what?
A murmuring.
A murmuring, because you know murmuring got a lot of people destroyed, didn't it? Come on with it.
Of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily administration.
Now, let's stop for a second. First of all, you have to have some type of structure set up before somebody else can point a finger at you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, so we have, I won't use worldly terms, a corporate organization. Even though we are the ecclesia,
yes,
we are the assemblies of Yah,
sir.
Scattered all throughout, and then we come to the feast, just like we all going to do in the kingdom.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be scattered throughout the world. We're all going to come to Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
Where the King of Kings
yes.
is going to be at.
Almighty.
And the Master of Masters
yes.
is going to be at. We're going to come because we are obedient. That's
yes,
the word
here.
That's
yes.
the word here.
Yes,
we're going to come because we are obedient service. And as obedient service, we know our crops are never going to fail. We always going to have rain.
Always water.
Hey, it's always going to have rain. See, people don't
that's
get this, man.
Yep.
This is, man, this obedience is serious important, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a life.
Yeah. That's why I ask people all the time. So what do you do when you say Yah led you the straight way, and then when Yah led you straight way, do he also lead you away from here too?
You don't change.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Look at him looking.
Yep.
Look at him looking.
Yep.
So the same Yah that led you like y'all led us out of Egypt, so then he going to lead us right back to Egypt?
Come on.
Or we going to let us detour? Oh, man, come on, stop with the mess, man. Stop with the mess. So anyway, read on, teach.
Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples.
Wait a minute. The people called the multitude.
The 12.
Somebody else who thought.
But when Deacon David got ordained, because he got ordained before me, I suspected that's when I had any suspect that I possibly could. So that's when
that?
It came to thought.
Suspect he possibly could. You get that?
Yes, sir.
You get that?
Yes, sir.
Was you searching for it?
Was I what?
Were you searching to be ordained?
I could have gone a year or two or three being a brother. I'm very comfortable being a brother.
did you ask for it?
I did not ask for it, no.
Were you looking for it?
I was not looking for it at all.
No, I'm setting precedence. I'm trying to show people something. Y'all people think we'd be making up fairy tales and myths because you wasn't there 30 years ago when I got ordained. All right, follow me, but I still got live witnesses that was there when I was ordained. You understand what I mean? So, anything you got to add before we let you go, Elder?
It was like I said. I've been to obviously many Christian churches, and all I can say is the way Straightway does things is just amazing. It's biblical. Everything that I have witnessed in the last 5 years, going on 6 years, is just utterly. It's amazing to see how much you stick to the book, Pastor. And I'm honored to be able to serve you as elder in this ministry alongside of you, with you or under you. It doesn't matter, but I'm honored that I can be able to serve you to the day I die. So, thank
you. Bless you, elder.
Bless you.
Bless you, elder, and bless Deacon David for us, too.
Will do. Will do. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Y'all heard it, right? Y'all heard it, right? And mind you, he said he's in this fifth year going on number six. He's closer to sixth than fifth. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to call number 765. 765, Deacon Samuel. Straightway Ghost in Indiana. This is Pastor Dow. You are on the Straightway Jude Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Deacon?
Shabbat Shalom. Bless you, Chef.
So you just here, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Deacon Samuel, did you know that you were going to be ordained a deacon?
No, sir.
Did you ask to be ordained a deacon?
No, sir.
Were you seeking to be ordained a deacon?
Not at all.
Did somebody put in a word for you to be ordained a deacon?
No, sir.
Deacon Samuel, how long you been in this ministry?
Going on 11 years.
Y'all heard that? 11 years.
I got Pastor Dan in the
suit. Oh, that's good. You got them all on the set. That's good. Hallelujah. But you see what's going on here?
Yes, sir.
Do y'all see this?
Yes, sir.
Y'all see this? I told you, this ain't Christianity.
No, hallelujah.
Just because you think, that don't mean your favorites are going to be ordained. It don't work like that. When we talk about men, seven men of honest report, when you look at these men, that don't mean that these people, these men hadn't got to a point where they were not walking honestly. It's just that it was time then. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
An honest report, let me go ahead and lay it down for you. An honest report is when you get past the point where you are pissing and crapping on yourself with myself, Elder Becker, Elder Rufus, Elder Mitchell, and all of us, and Teacher Shay, we ain't got to sit up and constantly keep on having to rebuke you and stay in your rear end.
Yes, sir.
It takes some time to learn this way.
Yes, sir.
You come out of Christianity, and you come over here, and it's diametrically opposed. It is totally off, no resemblance whatsoever at all. It's not even in resemblance to even the so-called Hebrew culture out there.
Nah.
Yep. We don't live in cities. We are an agricultural people, not putting no damn hard roots down in this world.
Come on, sir.
We live in a life in exile to Yah.
Yes,
sir. This making sense?
Yes, sir.
Nigga, can you put either Elder Rob on either Pastor Daniel?
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd.
Elder Rob. Shabbat Shalom, Elder. How you doing, Elder?
I am well. I'm blessed. Bless you well.
Hallelujah. Elder, we got a couple of questions we have to ask because we're trying to help Israel out here because we're going to talk about the chat a little bit later. But Elder Rob, did you even suspect, even think that you were going to be ordained an elder in this ministry?
Not in the least bit. If you hadn't called my first and last name, I wouldn't believe it was me you was calling.
Elder Robert, did you ask for this calling?
No, sirship, I did not.
Elder Robert, did you even insinuate or seek for it?
No, sir. I was in the background, and I was content with that.
You content with that?
I'm with it.
Oh, hallelujah. I know what you mean. You know, Elder, it's sad, but we got to go through this way, because if we don't go this way, we can't teach Israel, if you understand what I mean.
I do.
Elder, I appreciate your candid, truthful answers. Can you put Pastor Daniel on?
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom. You sorry? You sorry?
If he's not, okay, if he's not in the same location, I can just pick him up on the caller queue.
No, I'm right here, Shep. Bless you, my shepherd.
Bless you, Pastor.
Yes,
how you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Well, anyway, Pastor, I'm going to go down through the same line of questions as I did before.
Yes, sir.
Were you seeking to be a pastor?
No. No, sir.
No. All right. Did you know that there was going to be an ordination service where you were going to be ordained a pastor prior to service?
Absolutely not. Not at all.
Did I walk up to you before, I mean, in the midst of service and say, we're going to ordain you, Pastor?
No, sir. Not at all. Not in the least bit.
Pastor, how long have you been in this ministry?
A little over 5 years.
Isn't that something? That means Elder Rob, the same thing. Come in about the same time. Y'all get this, right? Pastor, you see the reason why I'm doing this, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Tell Israel the reason why we're doing this.
The reason why is because a lot of times people have, as you like to say, a preconceived notion in their mind that you may have favorites or that you may have a group of people or a list of people that upon meeting them or whenever they think the timeline is that you're going to say, okay, I'm going to make these people, I'm going to elevate these people, I'm going to do these things in this ministry. And that's not the case at all. When you look at the men that have been leading and the men that were ordained during the feast, one thing that I know for sure is nobody asked for this. You said it during Shabbat service. You said there are people, and I get it, you know, we get it because people are going to come up, they're going to say, congratulations. But at the same token, if you really understand it, number one, we got to save ourselves from this untoward generation. And number two, Israel is still stiff-necked and hard-headed. So nobody really wants to, I mean, I can't think about it in their right mind. They want to stand up and say, you know what, I want to just lead and be the man or whatever people think this is in Israel. That ain't the case at all. So my assumption or my guess is why you're doing this, Shep, is to show people, once again, that whatever they may be thinking in their mind that you may have people that you're saying, hey, I'm going to call on this one or this one prior. No, this was, as you said, years. And all the elders, one of the biggest things you said was all of the leaders, the elders, the deacons, the teachers had to agree. And if one didn't agree, then it wouldn't have happened. So I think people hear what they want to hear.
Pastor couldn't say it better off myself, huh? Y'all get that? So we got straightway notion taken care of. Pastor, we appreciate it.
Hey, bless you, my shepherd. Bless all of Israel. Bless y'all.
Bless. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you.
I don't know how much more honest you can be. Let's go to 713. Over there in Kentucky. Let's go over here to Teacher Greg over in Kentucky. Teacher Greg, you there?
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Pastor, bless you.
Hey, bless you, teacher. All right, so teacher, let's go ahead and hit it this way first. Let's go this route. How long have you been in this ministry, teacher?
This past summer was 11 years, and we're working on our 12th.
11 years going on 12. Did you know you was going to be ordained a teacher?
Absolutely not.
Did you know that there was going to be an ordination service prior to the actual service itself?
No, sir, not at all.
Did you even suspect in any way, shape, fashion, or form that you would be called to be a teacher?
No, sir. Did not suspect it at all. Not one bit.
Teacher, we'll go ahead and give you the last word to say right here, all right?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to go back to the question you asked the pastor and also Elder Kabir, you know, on why you're doing this. And I personally believe you're doing this to stop the mouths of the wicked and also to stop the thoughts of those who think you are favoriting certain people or, you know, have a little bit of a liking towards someone specific, as you've already proved in this broadcast. You know, none of us knew what was going on. The only time I suspected there was an ordination after being in this ministry so long is the fact that you were putting together so many passages of scripture that led to it. And I was like, man, somebody, I said, somebody getting ordained today. Yeah, that's all I could think of. Yeah. You know, one more thing I noticed too was I didn't suspect me whatsoever at all because, you know, over the years, the ordinations were no more than one, two, or three. It was never over that. You know what I mean? So this was the biggest ordination I've ever seen. And I knew you meant business after you got through some scriptures and you told us what you were going to do. So I didn't suspect anything prior whatsoever at all. But you are,
all right, teacher.
But you are stopping them out.
Appreciate it.
Bless you. Bless all y'all.
It's about to end. Oh, just so y'all know. Teacher saying what? I just only threw two names in the hat. Did I throw maybe three? Y'all hear this, right? How many people was ordained up there?
A lot.
I only put two or three names in the hat, so where did the rest of them come from? Does this make sense?
Yes, sir.
See, what we're doing is we give y'all insight to behind-the-scenes actions. I know that a lot of people don't think that we function according to the Ruach, but we are. I assure you we are.
Hallelujah.
Then I assure you we are.
Hallelujah.
Call number 423-423, Elder Brett, there in Tennessee. Elder Brett, there in Tennessee. This is Pastor Dow. Elder Brett, you there?
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. All right, Elder Brent, you know we're going to go through the gauntlet here for a second, okay?
Yes, sir.
Elder, did you hear prior to the ordination that you were going to be ordained an elder?
No, sir. I was fine being Brother Brent.
Were you seeking to be an elder?
No, 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 no.
Did you want to be an elder?
No. I didn't even realize how hard it hit me until I watched that video.
Y'all getting this, right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody getting this, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Y'all hear this, right?
Yes, sir.
I just look at it like y'all's will be done, and he'll give me the strength to be able to do his job, the will, whatever he wants done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, Elder, we give you the last word.
Hey, I just want to be, it's an honor to be able to serve with such godly men, and I know that the rebuke and the crap of myself's coming, and I just know that when it comes, that I'll just take my rebuke and love and go on.
All right, Elder Brent, bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
I want y'all to hear. I didn't even ask Elder Brent how long he's in the ministry, but he's been here a while, too.
Yes, sir.
Like, he's been here a while. He's been here over 7 years, I know. Easy. But y'all see what's going on here?
Yes, sir.
So I had people coming up and people telling them, trying to throw their head, asking, somebody asked Yashaw, how do you feel about not being ordained? I want to know who said that. I really truly want to know who said that. Give me a name. Y'all get this, right? Give me a name so I can show you what reproof and rebuke is. Because if that was the case, y'all heard what I said, right? Why would you want to antagonize somebody like that?
Come on.
No? Take something beautiful.
Yes.
Then try to throw a spot in the midst of our feast of charity.
Yes, sir. Yes. True.
Pastor Dow and all the elders said, we don't give a damn or give a shit what you was in Christianity.
True.
Don't care. We are in Yah.
Yes, yes, sir.
Y'all hear that?
Yes,
that's what we care about. What you are doing in Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what we care about. And Yah is good all the time, and all the time Yah is good.
All the time.
And there was a couple of names that were bought up. Is that right, teacher? In the meeting, we
yes, sir.
Couldn't all agree. Shot it down.
True.
As well.
I mean, very true.
I want y'all to understand that regardless of what the slanderous, fall-away court of public opinion says,
yes,
we do have honor and integrity that's working amongst us. We do have
it.
That's more. We can say more than what they're saying. And that's the truth. Y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
So everybody getting this, right? Y'all comprehend this, understand this, right?
Yes, sir.
So, man, now we are doing things the best that we can do to be the best that we can be. And we understand. I understand. Now, you have to understand. This pastor right here, in this ministry, I was a literal start of the biblical family. Somebody had to break the ice.
Yes, sir.
If it wasn't for me breaking ice, none of you would have broke it.
Come on, sir.
You didn't have the strength,
come on,
the power,
ooh,
the spirit,
ooh,
nor the gumption
to
do it.
Follow him as he calls Messiah.
Come on,
dude.
You know what Jesus said? Yeah, follow me as I follow Messiah. And I am following Messiah, whether people like it or not.
Yes,
I know that I'm doing y'all's will. And the fruit bears witness of itself.
That's it.
We live in this effeminate generation where they try to do everything they can to cut the legs off from under godly men.
Yes, sir.
Yep. If you have a godly man, what is he gonna do but make more godly men?
That's it.
Oh. Why you think the world fight against us so hard?
Uh-huh.
They don't want no more anointed men.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Some of y'all in this room, you're going to be in opposition. It ain't gonna, you ain't got to wait till 50 either. I don't believe that. You follow me? But it's crazy.
Yes.
The way that this world thinks and the way it acts. Now, watch this. Every single one of them that we call, I'm going to say, that the Most High God laid them on a heart so he watched them to see if they had a good, honest report. Are you following me? And mind you, honest report comes, you got the 12, and then it says, look out from among you and find 7 men honest report. You can go 5,000 different ways. I don't have light for someone that's in Indiana. I don't live in Indiana.
Yeah.
Every community has its own set of successes and failures, issues, lifestyle, and are you following? Well, they try to model themselves onto the hood, but you still have a different dynamic up there.
Yeah.
It's still the same spirit, but you can't literally just be in mark time step 100% verbatim with the hood. There's a certain spirit that's in that area that has to be exalted in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Does this make sense?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to still see the same righteousness.
Yeah.
You're going to see that. You you're going to see things out a little bit different because that's where they're at, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir.
It's still being done in Shalom.
Mm, hallelujah. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So we ask tough questions of those who we don't live around. Why you think when I go out of places, when I go out of places and I go do all this hard labor at these different communities, do you think I'm just going there just to labor?
Come on,
shepherd.
Just
come
to
on,
fellowship?
Come on. Come
on. Man, I'm doing more than that. I'm watching everything. You don't think I'm watching. I'm watching everything. I'm discerning the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I'm seeing what the hell is going on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm actually a spy when I come to your land.
Hey. Yep.
I'm FBI.
Yes, sir.
Full-blooded Israelite.
Yeah.
Come on, tell them, teach. And people think that we just sitting up there wanting and loving the high seat. First of all, let me tell you something. I know I myself for sure have labored in this vineyard. Along with that man right there. And we have literally set the labor bar so high that if you are 6 foot and you can't jump 11, you're in trouble. You better be able to touch 11 if you're going to get to our bar. Is that making sense?
Yes, sir.
Our work ethic is compared to none. Our spirituality. You learned it from here.
Yes, sir.
What y'all are doing now, listen. We had people that had spirituality, but they were afraid to take the next step. They were comfortable in religion. We stepped out on the water, did we not?
Yes, sir.
We would go places, man, and people, they were fearful of the power of y'all going forward. Because it's going to trump what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. True.
You think we can?
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to make sure, and that's why I keep saying over and over again, when you are a leader, the whole idea is to create leaders. And those leaders take it farther and better. You should be able to take it farther and better because when you come to this ministry, everything we've learned, you get to get the smorgasbord. You get to take 30 years of experience, and you get to have influence, and you get to have access to it.
Yes.
To almost every single thing. And learn it at a very young age and then be able to take it on. And then teach your own. How many times y'all heard me say this? Listen, I know we're coming to Shabbat, and we're learning. You're learning from the priesthood. But you are the head of your house. When you get finished here, it's your job to go teach your home, teach your family. You are the leader. So patriarchal rule would teach that, okay, you learn from the leader. You get taught.
Yeah.
You are the leader.
Yeah.
You lead them, and then they are taught to implement what you teach.
Yeah.
Why do you think the family is so jacked up in America?
Yeah.
It's just jacked up. I'm not trying to lord over nobody else. I got my own house up here. Is that making sense?
Yes, sir.
Boy, I tell you, but you know what it is, right? Too much influence. Oh, anyway, so most of you are familiar. I know I did a video, right? I did a video about some people have taken trouble and issue with me if I take another ish out.
They're going to
withdraw your support. I'm going to help you withdraw your support. Withdraw it. This ain't T.D. Jakes and Cleflo Dollar and Biddy Hinn and Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin. See, I'm going to tell y'all what's going on. Y'all want to know what's going on? Y'all want to hear it? You want to hear it? Type 10 in there. I'm going to tell you what you can get. I'm going to get ready to lay it out for you. So watch this. You know what's really happening? What they're basically saying, because they're under a spirit and don't know it, that unless you do what I want you to do, unless you be manipulated to take this bribe, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to contribute no more to the cause. And I say, fool, your money perish with you. Mother Lillian, somebody came and tried to spit in Mother Lillian's ear. Mother Lillian told him, mind your own business.
Yeah.
That's a wise 87-year-old woman. Mind your own business.
Yeah.
You understand me? And why would you be so troubled if I take I never even asked you to contribute in the first place.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, El Rufus is the one.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No.
Ask if y'all want to contribute to a vacation fund for the shepherd. But, man, I resent the fact that you're going to sit up there and try to levy charges on me and then try to think that you have some type of sway and manipulation on me unless I do things your damn way. And you know it had to come from a damn woman. And when I say damn woman, because it's a damn woman, you should know to be trying to mess around, toy around with a patriarchal ministry like this as if you ain't going to be caught. And I still want names.
Yes, please.
Don't they call my name?
Yes.
When they whisper, do they not call my name?
Yes.
When they make videos, do they not call my name?
Yes, sir.
So is there something wrong with me wanting names?
No,
sir. I'm not irrational at all. Yeah. I'm telling you, I think the problem with this world is, one thing I do know the problem is that Israel as a whole, y'all really, truly are not immersing yourself in the scriptures.
Come on.
That I know for a fact. See, because when you immerse yourself in the scriptures, you have a certain behavior that accompanies you.
Yes,
y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yep.
You have a certain, not only behavior, but a responsibility you would end up taking on. If you're a woman, you're reading the scriptures, if you're waiting to see what a virtuous woman was, by the time you immerse yourself in the scriptures, you will become
quiet.
A virtuous woman.
Come on.
Because I can tell most of you, you watching blog talk, you watching service, you looking at videos, but you ain't spending no private time with the king. You ain't doing it. There's literally no relationship there whatsoever. Because if it did, it would accompany your character. Because I'm not allowed to speak certain ways.
Yes,
am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
I'm not afforded liberty to speak certain ways. I can't take the liberty that y'all given to me and turn around and use it because I know wisdom says I can become a stumbling block to them that are weak.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
And there's also certain behaviors I cannot partake in because if I partake in certain behaviors, then I will become a castaway.
Yeah.
And when you get finished with all that, if you offend one of these little ones, it'd be better for a millstone to be tied around your neck.
Yeah.
I think we've lost the fear of Yah. And any time a woman is speaking behind the damn scenes, that's witchcraft working.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jezebel, you ain't controlling the damn thing over here.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Who's with me? Come on.
Jezebel,
come on.
It's going to be the same thing.
Come on. Hey. Come on.
Same thing. Come on. Off the top of the damn building and dog.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes,
sir. Who's with me? Come on.
Yes,
you're going to remit over here.
Hallelujah.
Come yeah. on, man.
Hell no.
Then somebody said, hey, you talk about, somebody accused me of, what they accused, the allegation was is that I don't love women. And matter of fact, I took a note down here. What was one of those notes? That was one allegation. I don't love women. And let me see what it is. I'm all over the place because I'm not following these notes, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Y'all bear with me for a second here. Boy, I know it's in here. Okay, so true. Oh. And I do not value women. All right, so let's go to Ephesians 5:23. Let's see what value a woman is. Y'all not ready for this. Bless you, pastors. Bless you, Pastor Corey. Y'all not ready for this. I'm telling y'all. See, you know what the problem is? People are envying and jealous of us because we have the arrogancy and the audacity and unmitigated gall to obey God's word.
Yes, sir.
I just got finished having four witnesses come up from Orlando, Florida to come and see this work.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Remember them?
Yeah.
Very humble.
Yeah.
With gifts bearing.
Wow.
And you know what? Y'all, that's why I know we're in the end times y'all dealing with. Because you know what he said to me? He said, I was reading Acts chapter 2. And I got to verse 4 and started reading it on. I went to my pastor and I asked him, why are we doing this? Gave me a bunch of lame ass and stuff like this. He said, man, I left that church 15 years.
Yeah.
And I started reading it. I started praying. My mom came across you. Then I checked you out. And I said, I've got to go see that man.
Yeah.
I've got to go see that man.
Jesus.
Who's coming to see you?
Hey.
I got to go see that man.
That's true.
Hey, because what he's doing,
yeah.
We want to do.
Oh, hallelujah.
And we want to come and learn from
yeah.
those who are living the book.
Yeah.
Not just talking about it, but living the book. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
They that preach the message must live the message. Don't tell people getting mesmerized by these people got great swelling words and vanity.
Yeah, works. Come on.
There are many false prophets and false teachers that's going to be in his last days. All they're going to do, it's crazy, they want to accuse me of so-called control and accuse me of wanting to be a leader or whatever the hell they want to accuse me of, but then they turn around and do the same damn thing.
In vain.
Do the same thing. You up there preaching and teaching. Look at the devil, and the devil is a liar. Ephesians 5:23. Listen to the book. Somehow I don't value women. I'm gonna teach y'all something.
Yes,
Israel, come on.
For the husband.
Hey, and I want all you Israelite sisters to listen and listen real good. Come on.
For the husband is the head of the wife.
Oh. Come on.
Even as Christ Messiah is the head of the assembly. And he is the savior of the body.
He's the what?
The savior.
Of the what?
Body.
Read.
Therefore, the assembly, the church,
Whoa.
Come on.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, that subject is the same word for submission.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
In the Greek. Hapaluso.
Yes, sir.
Same word. And that word means to subordinate.
Hallelujah.
To obey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To
obey.
Be under,
yeah,
under,
yeah,
obedience.
Yeah.
To put under.
Yeah.
To subdue.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all getting it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Look at it. Let's go to, since most of y'all live out the world, let's go to your worldly dictionary and see what it says, too. Let's go to Merriam-Webster. See what he said. You know what Merriam-Webster says? It says, the act of submitting to the authority or under the control of another.
Control, right there, boy. What?
To yield oneself to the authority or will of another.
Oh, Jesus.
Surrender.
Yes.
That means subject
will.
And submit.
Yes.
That's what it means.
Yes.
Right? To permit oneself to be subject to something, to defer or to consent to abide by opinion or authority of another. Sound like it's saying the same thing that the Hebrew is saying.
Oh, yeah.
So is it really control?
Mm-hmm.
Keep following y'all, restoring the heritage. I'm going to talk about the word restoring, too. And follow us, follow you as we follow Christ. Hold on, bless y'all. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Watch it. Reteach.
Therefore, as this assembly is subject unto Messiah, so let the wives be to their own husband.
Their own husband in what?
In everything.
Some things.
Everything.
Read on.
Husbands, love your wives.
Oh, love. Ooh, love your wives, right?
Love your wives.
All right, love your wife. Come on.
Even as Messiah also loved the assembly.
Okay. Let me see. The Messiah loved the assembly so much that he gave himself for it.
Yeah.
No greater love than this than a man lay down his life for his friend. The shepherd also fed the flock.
Yes,
he watered the flock.
Yes,
is that right? He led the flock.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes,
he nourished the flock.
Yes,
did he not?
Yes,
did he not?
Yes, sir.
Husband man.
Yep.
Patriarchal, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we got land out here. What kind of landowner would I be if I don't tend and care for the sheep?
Come on, husband. Come on.
I can say I love you all day long, but if I leave you in the field starving,
on,
I don't know. Yeah. I can say I love you all day long, but if I don't clothe you, I don't love you.
Yes, sir.
You hear what I mean?
Yes,
love and provision.
Yes.
Love and provide.
Yeah.
Look, I got fences and everything up here.
Hey.
I got all kinds of stuff out here to protect you from
the
tell me I don't love her. My wife cannot tell me I don't love her.
Yes, no.
You understand what I mean?
Yes,
sir. Hey.
Come on.
Yeah.
Being back. Yes, sir.
I'm providing your food, your clothing, your conjugal rights. I'm providing everything you need.
Yes, sir. Come on, y'all. Yes, sir. Come on.
Husband. This
makes
sense.
Oh, yes.
Husband, man.
Husband. Yes, sir.
Husband.
Yes, sir.
Husband.
Come on.
Don't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't tend to the land.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't plow the fields.
Yeah.
If I don't plant grain,
yeah,
if I'm not able to feed you, I'm not able to water you, right? I'm not able to, come on.
Yeah,
you mean tell me, if I'm doing all that, I'm loving you.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. If I lead you in the pastures, I lead you out of pastures. If I lead you beside the still waters, if your soul gets restored.
Come on, refresh. Come on.
Self and tell me playing these middle damn gymnastic games and talking about I don't love you. See, you women are something else.
Yeah.
It's too much. You've gone too far. And you still leave your mind too far in the damn Western, Greco-Roman, Eurocentric way.
Yeah, sir.
Mm. No, my love can't be in question.
Yeah. Want the shepherd to be a sheep.
How does the song go? Yah is my shepherd.
Yes, sir.
And I shall not want.
Huh?
He lead me beside the green pastures. Lead me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Now, wait a minute. Is your husband doing that?
Come on.
Now, let's time out all this deal. Feeling and emotion
that's
shit. That stuff is going to come.
Yes,
it's going to come when you get right.
Yes, sir.
No, hell no. Let's get real in here. Let's get real. We're going to be real and get real.
They
want to try to feminize every man that they ever have seen, ever was.
Right.
It ain't happening over here.
Oh! Come on.
Yes, sir.
Hey, come on, Chef. Come on.
My love ain't never in question.
Come on.
If I don't say a word,
come
you know my love is real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What I do?
Come on, man.
I'm preaching to all you women out there that said your husband don't love you.
Come on with that.
Yet he's providing for you.
Come on with that. Come on, Chef, bro.
Yet he's feeding you. He's clothing you.
Concrete.
Y'all better stop with this damn Eurocentric romance shit.
Yeah, romance. Come on, sir. Feelings and emotions.
Tell me, well, what about feeling? I'm going to tell you, if it, you know, when you can feel the Holy Spirit happy, you'll feel after him.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
You'll feel it. I feel ya.
Yeah.
I feel it in my soul.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And you know what, woman? You will probably feel the love from your husband, the king, if you would reverence him.
Wow.
Like I
can
tell you.
Wow.
Come on. Wait a minute.
Come on.
Go to Ephesians 5. And then skip all the way down to verse 33 and read that. I'm going to tell you. See, we all out of pocket.
Yeah, you preach on that.
Come on now. You want to feel how much he love you? Reverence him.
Yeah.
Hey, that's it. Yeah.
And then when you get a thought when he's away from you, you know how they're anointing him. Come on, wait. Man, that with the spiritual. That with the spiritual.
Come on.
Whoa. I'm talking to the preacher.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Full of his DNA.
Come on.
5:33. Ephesians 5:33. Come on with it, teach.
Nevertheless. One of you, in particular, so love his wife, even as himself.
Am I clothing myself? Am I feeding myself?
Yes,
am I providing for myself?
Yes,
so if I'm doing the same thing with my wife, that means I love her just like I love myself.
Yes,
hey.
We Hebrew.
Come on.
Yes, we are.
Read on and see that the what?
And the wife.
The what?
See.
Yes.
And she reverenced her
all. Wait. Reverence? Wife, see that you be in awe of your husbands. See that you revere. And when you are in awe, you will revere. Then that anointing.
Yeah.
Which breaks up. You'll feel it. You want some feeling? You want some righteous feeling?
Yeah.
That's when you get the righteous feeling. Then, so shall the king love you.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on, Chef.
And then I will be tender towards you.
Yeah.
And yours towards him.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just I'm straight up book, man.
Oh, man.
I'm all about the scriptures, man.
That's it.
Hey, man, come on,
Chef.
And you don't have to worry about being afraid.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Or what?
Because perfect love casts out all fear.
Come on, bro. Say word.
Come on.
No fool.
No fact.
Come on.
Build up.
No feelings, bro. True.
And so now live.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's already just there. It's just, it has to be preached.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And he can't preach except he's been sitting.
Yes.
Now you see the reason why the book said many are called.
Yeah.
A few are chosen.
Yes, sir.
Everybody out there that bumping their gums don't mean that they chosen.
True.
Very true.
Like that. And most don't know. Hey, 99% of the men on the internet are so-called preaching and teaching because their wife allow it.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you look at the wife, which is supposed to be the 100% resemblance of the assembly, supposed to be holy, sanctified, the woman won't cover her head.
Yeah.
She'll wear a damn band.
Mm-hmm.
paint on damn face, fake ass nails. Are you following me? All the stuff that the world is showing you, I'm subject. There's a difference between being submitted and subject. I'm subject, but I'm not submitted.
Oh, my God.
You know the reason why? Because I'm equal to you. There's equality in that.
Oh, there it is.
So I will allow you to do certain things, but I'll be damned if I'm going to go past this right here. Don't let nobody fool you. Look,
bring it out,
a picture's worth a thousand words.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is just look and
yes,
see
sir.
For yourself.
Yes, sir.
A woman is an open book like a man is. It'll tell you everything you need to know about that house.
Yes, sir.
When you look at my family, it tells you everything you need to know about my house.
Exactly.
Or just look at them. That's all you need to do. Look at them. Take a good, hard look at them.
Yes, sir.
Naturally, spiritually, just look at them.
That's a fact.
Tell you everything you need to know about how I run my house. No, see it.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
My women going to cover their head. Mm-hmm. Show them that they're in submission.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They're not going to run around with a damn headband like I wear to the gym to keep my sweat from hitting my eyes.
Come on, sir. Yeah.
Did I say something wrong?
No.
Hell
no. Hell no.
Y'all ain't never heard of Ephesians 5 in that vein.
What?
And I'll say, and y'all is good.
Y'all is great.
And I love my child.
Yes,
I do.
Yes, sir.
Love them. Love them. Mm-hmm. I'm not expecting for them to lay down their life for me.
Oh.
The onus is on me.
Yes.
To lay down my life for them. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All they got to know is I'm good.
Yes.
That's when their life be laid down. You can't stop, can you? It's too much for you, isn't it?
Come on.
It's too much for you, boy.
Happy, hey.
Where he leads.
Come on, boy.
Where he leads. I will follow.
Yeah, oh. Yes.
Where he leads me.
Yes.
Just for the sake to make sure that we're not patching things together. Let's go back over to Ephesians. When you left off probably, hey, babe, where do you leave off at?
25.
Let's go 26.
Oh, I'll finish verse 25.
Go ahead.
Husbands, love your wives.
See that? As what?
Even as Messiah also loved the assembly and gave himself for it.
You sleeping?
Yeah.
Not in jail. This dude out. He ain't. Tell him to come here for a second. He's still up.
He is.
Boy, there's got to be something else, man.
Mm-hmm.
That little boy. Y'all see that video on Patreon of him praising?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till I upload these videos of him finishing the song.
Yeah.
Man, he goes in.
Yeah.
Don't he, honey?
Yeah.
He goes in finishing the song. Yeah. Hey, it's Kaya. Are you tired? You going to sleep? Come here. What'd you eat? Yeah. What'd you eat? Eat some. Hey, say hi to the people out there. Look. And all he does is work like that.
I got you. I got you.
He got that.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there? Get him, man. Get him, this guy.
I do.
All right. Okay. So you still up with Mama and them, man? Okay. Wave bye-bye. Can you wave bye-bye to everybody? Can you wave bye-bye right there? There you go. You can see it.
What?
Get one. Do one more time. Wave bye-bye one more time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right.
Love you.
Love you. I ain't gonna lie. He heavy, man.
He's heavy.
He is heavy. That rule said, blessings to the prince.
Hallelujah.
I mean, he be going in, though, when he come to work.
Oh,
man, that little boy, man. Matter of fact, let me see. What is the date? The
21st.
Oh, so first day. Yeah, he be 25 months.
Yeah.
He putting it in. Mm-hmm. He need to get some age to catch up with that body.
No.
Oh, man, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Keith, read on, Keith. Let's get with it.
Husbands, love your wives.
Y'all know this Blog Talk Radio, man, is like one of the highlights of Israel, though.
Hallelujah.
And people look forward to it. People be writing, man. Man, I cannot wait till the Shabbat come in so we can hear Blog Talk. And then people don't think, I mean, think about this. I'm still laboring in the vineyard.
Yes, you are.
Indeed.
I'm glad I got helpers in the vineyard. You understand what I mean? Man, come on. Let's come on with you, teacher.
Husbands, love your wife.
Even as, come on.
Messiah also loved the assembly.
And what did he do?
And gave himself for it.
Now, one thing I know for sure about this ministry, especially the real-ish men in this ministry. I don't know of a man in this ministry that doesn't have a family that wouldn't fight to the death for his family.
Now, come on.
Now, don't get me wrong. Won't you listen to me? Dying is easy.
Come on.
Living is hard.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
That's why you fight to live.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Come on.
Well, you want to see somebody gonna make a shirt out of it, too.
Sir.
Fight to live. Straightway, fight to live.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
You better be that kind of man.
Come on,
sir.
You don't see nothing. I know you don't see a different example in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, hey, the devil started the dead season off with a bang. And we got the boom.
We're going
to go.
Hey!
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 We're going to go.
Come on, man.
Come on,
Carl. Y'all watch.
Come on, bro.
Y'all watch.
Come on.
Watch. watch me this dead season. You'll
come on.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll see.
We will.
Praise God. We'll see. Come on. That's one thing about us, damn it. One thing we're going to do is we're going to return to the ways of holiness.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Righteousness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And truth.
Yeah.
With integrity of heart.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
There's no part of straightway that's ever going to be accused of grieving the Holy Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ain't happening.
Yes.
Right. Praise. Holy. We don't teach.
That he, that Messiah, might sanctify and cleanse it.
No, wait a minute. Here we go again. So he said that he, the Messiah, might sanctify. He, the Messiah, might set it apart.
Yes.
People out there don't want to be set apart.
True.
We're trying to live set apart.
Yeah.
Be set apart. They don't want no set apart.
Right.
The one thing that the ministry of Straightway should have taught you is you don't have to live like the Gentiles do. You ain't got to set up there and just be happy and content with a roof over your head.
Yes.
You ain't got to set up there and you got to have all that modern day every damn thing. Somebody go, now you got a modern day truck, sure do. It's modern too. And he's going to carry that heavy-ass backhoe and that heavy-ass track hole.
Hey,
it's on his, too. He's going to carry it, too. Watch and see. You know all our trucks are enhanced around here, with the exception of that gray one? The dually is. It's got airbags in it. The one Elder Doug got airbags in it. This one got air in it. Not only that, but the one Elder Doug and this one right here has got an enhanced suspension in it. And not only that, but our trucks is not only just used for straightway. The hub here in Tennessee. Just ask a couple of brothers, elders in the ministry. Elder Mitchell, he don't mind at all. And he's got that right, though. Pastor, can I use the truck to go get this tractor or something like that? Hell yeah, you can. Come on, Elder. He already know. Another laborer in this vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
I should be. You understand what I mean? See, I'm sorry, but we ain't selfish like y'all.
Praise
God. Bless you. You see what I mean?
Yes,
no. Well, we don't know that because you're so far away.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't know somebody when you're so far away. Uh-oh. They ain't connected. I know it's kind of hard. I know it's kind of hard, too, but guess what? And not one of these trucks is in the name of Pastor Charles Dowell Jr. What are they going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
What they going to do now? Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't accuse me, my truck. It ain't my truck. Belongs to Straightway True Ministry.
Look,
I can show you the title, too. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Come on.
I know that this generation is too selfish to do anything of its own because you have to protect yourself against all the rest of the selfish people.
Right.
But when they see someone that is unselfish,
yes, sir, right.
It's kind of like the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He overflows and run over into you.
Yes.
And the same character nature you just got been experiencing,
yes.
You want to pay it forward.
Oh,
you want to be just like that. Man, y'all, come on, man. Come over here in this vineyard, man.
Yes. Yes. That's true.
Make sense?
Yes,
so, let me see. Someone make a video. We're the only ministry. I guarantee your ministry is not doing what this ministry is doing. We ain't trying to compare yourself. We ain't got no comparison because you ain't even in our ballpark. How can you compare somebody? We ain't even in the league. You can't even be an underdog. You can't even be what you call competition. Unless you're in the same vein. You ain't in a rivalry unless you win something.
Oh, that's true.
Take a damn humble pill and just go away.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know what I'm doing? Like the book says, I make my boast in Yah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know why? Because I know, not only do I know he's able, but he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. So I brag.
Mm.
And I make my boast.
Yes.
In the Most High Yah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Through the Messiah,
yes.
Y'all sure to have my strength.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Ain't glad of it, too.
Oh, yeah. Great husband.
Now twist them words. Distort those words. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's really disturbing, though? I have never had anyone who's ever left this ministry, ever come to me face to face and tell me the reason why they're leaving. Even when pastors and elders and teachers will reach out to them, nobody would ever. They would just leave. Then they'll get out there with their offenses and start making allegations. So how can you just get rid of the book and throw away all the things that the book tells you to do? If you have an ought with your brother, go to him and him alone. Or you just going to throw that out?
Wow.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You expecting everybody to meet all these conditions, but you give yourself a pass. Ain't nothing wrong with vigorous discussion. That's all it's going to be because the book commands us as brethren. You're not going to sit up there and have no physical quarrel and fight with brethren. You understand what I mean? It's a command amongst brothers. So you ain't never got to worry about that with me. But the truth is, it was a cancer. Somebody, remember we talked about the viper?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
The viper is already poison.
Yes.
Already.
It carries poison.
Yep.
Loaded with venom.
Yes.
It goes around and bites somebody, slithers away. It's still poison. It makes this person a bit sick. This person is sick.
Mm.
And then another person will come over and ask, what's going on with you? Then they get infused with the same sickness that you got. Mind you, the viper's long gone.
Right.
But you've been fit, and you sick. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. You couldn't even make this stuff up. At least one thing about Pastor Dow, I am man enough to come to you privately, face to face.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And have a good discussion.
Because
yes, truth is, just like the king, come on, man, he don't rejoice in the death of the wicked.
Right.
He wishes that all men
will
come unto
repentance. Yes, sir.
Same thing here.
Yes, sir.
But, man, if you're going to be diametrically opposed to his kingdom and stuff, nah, you got a damn good enemy with me then.
True.
Teach, how much more honest can you be in this communication? I don't know how to be much more honest. I don't. Also, tomorrow, if y'all didn't get the video that I put out on Patreon, I'm going to play it tomorrow in the fellowship on the child hall up here at the top of the hill to make sure everybody heard it,
yes, sir,
including the one that I'm talking about, Brother Richard. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what the book says, take away occasion from them that desire occasion. I'm not going to let people come around and continue to have a systemic history of spitting in people's ears, and then you continue with all these violations, continually, over and over and over and over again, and you think you're going to go unchecked. Now we're going to pull the pump car again and again and again. This time we're going to really pull it. I told you, get ready for the dead season. Welcome to the University of the Painful Truth. My name is Pastor Dow, the Dean of Education, Hebrew Education.
Yes, sir.
We're going to do this thing the right way,
yes, sir,
the straight way. And mind you, don't ever think because you see that name Straightway, it is ever associated. It is. We take on the name Straightway, But the association is because that's where the book's been. It's because he is the straight way.
Yes, sir.
He is the narrow way.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling y'all, I hope that many of y'all can be able to stand. I hope y'all left standing come Passover.
Yes, sir.
I hope y'all, because I'm telling you, we finna get ready to cull and trim a lot of fat and hypocrisy and the devil himself. Uh-oh. So whatever you expect out of everybody else, at least you do expect it, you better be able to produce it yourself.
Yes, sir.
Because we coming with truth and with fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I don't know how much more honest you can be.
That's it.
Because you can't tour around this generation. You got to be direct. You got to be straight up front with this. No, with this generation,
yes,
it's got to come straight up direct. They don't understand nothing but direct talk.
Yes, sir.
And then direct talk has to be backed up with action.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Yes,
true.
Sir.
And if you're a true Israelite, you can't waver.
Yes, sir.
You got to stick with y'all. You got to know. Come on, man.
Yes,
man, I've been, what? I've been, damn, it's 31 years, Teach. It's been 31 years I've been in the way. I just thought about that. I came into the way at 24. 31 years.
Wow.
I'm just turned 56. Is it not 31 years? No, 25. How many years is that? 34, 44, 54.
Yeah.
32 years. 30 damn 2 years. Damn.
I'm about to be 31.
Man, that went by fast. You weren't even born when I came in the way.
Lifetime.
Hey, but guess what? Somebody got to be born before us. There's a lot of people that came before us, man.
Yes, sir.
The whole idea is to learn from those who have come before you.
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir.
You know what will be the greatest indictment in this ministry right here? It will have all y'all younger men behind us. Y'all turn around and y'all let this way that y'all learn, all that you have seen, all that you have experienced in the midst of this ministry, are you following me? Let it all perish in the grave.
Never.
We take all this wisdom to the grave and you never apply it. That would be a sad situation for Israel. Because you're supposed to take what you have got, what you learned, and then advance it and take it even farther. And if you ain't going to do it for yourself, at least do it for your children.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Increase the
talents. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Because when I look at y'all, I understand. The book, see, when I see y'all, I see children. So, yeah, good. I'm glad you're here. You need to learn, but you need to teach the your children.
Yes, sir.
See, children.
Yes, sir.
You get it?
Absolutely.
Y'all get it?
Yep.
That's what the book teaches.
Yep.
That's what we need.
Yes, sir.
And we need to divorce ourselves from the world even the more so.
Yes,
yes.
We need to literally divorce ourselves from this pagan, cardinal, Eurocentric world who does not even care about the ways of Yah. You understand that?
Yes,
come on, Teach. Finish reading here real quick.
That he, Messiah, the husband, might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
So how do we get washed? Not only with the water, but with the what?
The word.
We get washed by the
word.
Are you following?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can tell you one thing, man. I can tell you quite a few things. My Ishaya. All right? Let me see. Ishaya. I'm trying to get the pronunciation right. Because I come to find out I've been pronouncing the second form of Isaiah all this time. Sound good to me, though. I mean, y'all have to understand, man. I have a little bit of mercy. Understand and realize I've been taken away from my land, my culture, and everything. Got Isha. Oh, Isha, that is it. That's it right there. So my Isha. All right? So check this out. All of them are good women. They're all good women. But they're all good women because I'm good.
No, I mean. Come on, sir.
And what I mean good, I'm not talking about in the sense of good, because we already know what
right.
Y'all sure said.
Yeah,
they ain't none good, but
yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So, Sean, he was 100% fully submitted to the Father.
Yeah.
Y'all get that, right?
Yes, sir.
One of them sits fully submitted to the Father. So, if anybody's going to ask them, are you a good woman? You can't get the answer but from the husband. The husband is the only one who can tell her if she is good.
Come on.
Look, okay, so you are you don't want to carry the seed. She the field.
Yeah.
You can determine if that damn field, and I mean that in a good way, isn't it?
Right.
You can determine if that field is good soil.
Yes, sir. Very true.
You put the seed, you put the water, wash it with the word.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell if it's flourishing or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything else that's coming from the damn field that you didn't put in there is going to be nothing but thorns and thistles and weeds.
Yes, sir. Good.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
It ain't going to grow. It's got to have proper care and nutrition.
Yes, sir.
Got to. The pH level has
come
got
on,
to be balanced.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
All mine good. They good.
Hallelujah.
They good. They good. And I don't give a damn or give a shit whatever happened in their previous life.
Praise God.
They good because we're here.
Wow. Hey. Praise God. We are
praise
good.
God.
We are good.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes.
And my job is to help nourish, water,
come on,
feed,
yes,
to make sure they bring forth a good harvest.
Come on,
crop.
Good.
Can we just focus on our culture?
Yes.
Just for a minute.
Yeah.
Just for a minute.
Yes.
And get out of this damn Gentile mindset.
Yes.
Can we just do that?
Yes, sir. We can.
Sure. It ain't hard.
Yes,
seed, time, and harvest.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
If I wasn't preaching, man, I'd be clapping my hands rejoicing too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good word right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a
rich.
Good word right here.
Rich. That's true.
Man, y'all, come on, teach.
That he, Messiah, the husband, might present it.
Hold on 1 second, teach. Yeah, we got another donation here coming. Oh, y'all bless and glorify our beloved, true blood, real straightway truth, praise shouter. Y'all bless and keep. Well, glory to the King.
Praise
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We receive it with thanksgiving.
Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know one thing. Yeah, see, that's what everybody don't. I don't know what everybody thinks, but all you gotta do is be around this ministry for a little while, and you'll literally see that we use the funds for the work of the ministry.
Oh yeah.
Y'all get it?
Yes,
oh yeah.
Sir.
I had one detractor, redacting, coming from the past, right? He said, well, I see y'all just bought a brand new skid loader and stuff like that, and a back, I see y'all got a backhoe in there.
What's up,
man? Why don't you go bitch about all these damn Gentiles that got all this stuff? Why y'all come over here and rave against us? Only thing about Gentiles, what Gentiles got to stay is on their land. What we got, it goes to all the lands of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Elder Brett, man. Elder Brett in Tennessee. He got this big, gigantic load of dozer. Man, they got this low boy they loaded up on. They send around all those communities down there.
Wow.
Georgia, Alabama, do all that dirt work in that area down there. Yep, showed them. He got for the community there in Tennessee. For the community, Georgia had access to it, and the one in Alabama had access to it. Nobody ever talks about that and never say nothing about that. And you know the reason why? You ain't supposed to if you don't know.
Right.
We're not here to seek approval amongst anybody.
Man, come on. Man.
We do our work and provide for things honestly.
Yes.
Amongst ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Let's just tell the truth. The reason why you will never be as set apart and holy as we are striving to be is because you're not willing to sacrifice and you're not willing to suffer loss.
Yes, sir.
One thing that the King said whatever you lose in this life, you're going to gain. Think about that for a second. You may end up with two-ish, and it's like, but in the kingdom, you may have four of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's king.
Mm-hmm. That's king.
In other words, more responsibility.
Yes, sir.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
But everybody look at everything, they view everything from this cardinal mindset,
wow.
Though. They look at it through the lenses of what we see the world sees things through.
Right.
Brandon, what y'all said. This is how I know. I'm telling y'all, Israel, come on, man. 80% of y'all, you're not reading the book. You're just existing, and you're going off the coattail of somebody else in front of you who's probably putting in the work. Burning the midnight oil, and it's a shame, because you all need your own personal relationship with the king. You all need your own personal relationship. Don't be deceived. You need to know him.
Yes.
You need to know him. In the fellowship of his suffering and the beauty of holiness, you need to know him. You need to talk to him. You need to, come on, you need to spend time with him.
Come on.
I'm not a jealous wife. I want you to spend time.
Hold on. Hey,
come on.
Yeah. Oh,
come on.
Awesome.
Have your time.
Yes. Oh, man.
And I hope that during this dead season, while all hell is busting loose, you find some peace and solace.
Come on. Right here.
In Yah.
In Yah.
Come on. Because he's there.
Yes.
Always.
I mean.
Waiting to hear from you.
Waiting. Open wide.
Well, I don't have time. Get up 30 minutes early.
Right, come on.
Ain't no excuse. Get up 30 minutes early.
Yes, sir.
Or go to bed 30 minutes later.
Yeah. Yep.
Whatever it takes.
Yes, sir.
Every day is a gift.
Woo! Come on. Come on.
Because the dead don't praise you. Oh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey. Yes, sir.
Praise you.
You better give him the glory. Whatever breath in your body. And the book says, let every time it have breath.
Breath.
Praise you. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on, man.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You ever notice, though, man, when you wake up early in the morning, you know, y'all wakes you up and then you start immersing yourself in the book.
Yeah.
And you look up at the clock, you go, 42 hours went by.
That's true.
You couldn't be doing nothing else. It takes forever, but you said you
get that word, man.
Time to
come on.
Like a rocket ship just shoots.
Yeah.
Just
yep.
Shoots. You're like, you gotta be kidding me.
Mercy. Mercy, man. Different feel, man. Wow.
Don't be like a lot of these weak and feminine men today.
Come on.
I'm telling you, harden yourself against iniquity.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Come on.
Yeah, angry.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Good, right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He just finishes bringing on home, all right?
Man.
That he, Messiah, the husband, might present it to himself.
Mm-hmm.
A glorious assembly.
Yeah.
Having spot.
Y'all hearing that, right?
Come on.
Yeah. So right now we're trying to present ourselves because of the Messiah without spot. Come on.
Or wrinkle.
Or what?
Or wrinkle.
Or wrinkle. Come on.
Or any such thing.
Come on.
But then it should be holy.
Should be what?
Holy.
Set apart.
Set apart.
And without blemish.
Like come on.
So all men to love their wives as their own body.
You hear that?
Yes.
So, man, understand this. We're constantly reminded to love our Isha.
Yes.
Just constantly reminded.
Yes, sir.
Y'all get that, right?
Yes, sir.
You don't sit up and treat them like no damn street tramp or none of that. You know what I mean? Yeah, there you go. Come on.
He that loves his wife, loves himself.
That's why I clearly tell you that my side, they know that I love them. And I'm not even thinking about myself, but I know I love them because of the way I do with them.
Yep.
You understand what I mean?
Yep.
Then I watch all of them cater to little Hezekiah.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. He gets to age now. He get a lot of catering to, too. You get a lot of raw and correction.
That's
love too.
Yes,
oh, he getting a bunch of love.
A lot of everything.
Mama really loving him too. Mama loving him.
Hey.
You get it? Boy, y'all program is so perfect, isn't it?
Hey.
Oh, that's why I keep trying to tell y'all, man, this whole book is about relationship and marriage.
Right.
It's all about marriage. It's going to end in a marriage.
Yes,
the marriage. The marriage meal of the lamb.
Oh,
the marriage is going.
Beautiful.
It's going to be that way.
Yes, sir. Is it so?
Tell the truth, though. Christmas is no comparison to the tabernacle.
It's opposite.
Y'all come on.
It is
true, though, isn't it?
Amen.
It's literally, because you know, I mean,
what?
I'm sorry, man. I've been 30-something years removed.
Yeah.
I can still feel that spirit every year, though.
Yes, sir.
Because it's in the air.
Yeah.
You can feel it in the air. I'm like,
damn,
look at that stuff, boy.
Yeah, man.
Chestnuts roasting. On an open fire. I'm like, shit, man.
Hey.
Hold it. Go ahead, got to go.
Yeah.
I mean, but you can feel that it is a spirit, though.
It is a spirit for real.
And that's what gives people so foul, because it is a spirit.
It is. Ooh. Ain't no gift better than
a man. Tabernacles.
Oh.
Father.
Oh,
we bless you.
Footprint would define us.
Come on, teach. Read on.
For no man ever yet hates his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, even as the master of the assembly.
Come on, teach.
For we are members of his body.
Come on.
Of his flesh.
Come on.
And of his bones.
Come on.
For this cause.
So what?
Shall a man leave his father and mother.
Come on.
And shall be joined unto his wife. And they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Messiah and the assembly.
And we're going to come into this, but basically the one flesh means relationship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you can physically join in one flesh. And remember, you can be joined to a harlot and still be considered one flesh.
Yep, yep.
But this has to do with what type of relationship you're in.
Yep.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yes, sir. Y'all getting all this, right?
Yes,
y'all taking notes on all this and
yes,
stuff?
Sir.
Make sure y'all do, because y'all want to teach somebody else outdoors. Y'all, make sure y'all get this, all right? Come on.
Sir.
Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife.
Now, how many times have we been admonished to love our wife?
Yes, a lot.
You see that?
A lot.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
We got to teach Israel men how to love their Ishai.
Yes, sir.
Yes. We really truly do, because you don't know how to do it.
Yes, sir.
You don't literally know how to do it. We got to teach this. And I'm going to be teaching this dead season.
Hallelujah.
I'm literally going to be teaching patriarchal authority.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Patriarchal rulership, patriarchal history. Because it's more than just set up at ruling. No, they rule. Come on, man. We rule the nation with the Messiah. The Messiah says he's going to rule the nation with a rod of iron.
Yes, sir.
But when it comes to our family, that's a whole total different rule.
Yes, sir.
You married to her, the shop, she loves you. I promise she do.
Yes.
Gotta get the devil out of homes.
Yes, I mean. Yes.
Hell with that damn devil.
Yes, sir.
Get out.
Somebody said Operation Restoration. Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, whoever that was.
Read on, T.
And the wife, see that she reverence her husband in awe.
Y'all get that? Well, so we talked about that earlier, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, so Israel, hey, we had a wonderful time here at Block
Talk.
We thank the Father for the Lions Den, because Pastor Daniel and Elder Robert and Deacon Samuel, man, they covered it.
Yes, sir.
They covered it all, and then sisters came in there. The only thing about sisters I heard the other night, and I'll talk to y'all a little bit more about it, but I ain't asking my children in any way, shape, fashion, or form how am I performing as a father or a mother. That ain't happening. It is not happening. There's some other stuff going on, which in Israel, we'll square that away. We'll square that away. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah.
But other than that, man, y'all heard the testimony of the elders that got ordained, right? Y'all heard them, right? None of them were seeking it. I know what the book says. If any man desires the office of a bishop, okay? So go look at the other qualifications that associate with that office. I give you where to go. 1 Samuel chapter 3. I give you exactly where to go. And deacon. Check it out. Just because you have a desire don't mean, I have a desire for banana pudding. But do I need it every day?
No, sir.
I'm trying to bring it to the lowest common denominator.
Yes, sir.
I may think I have the ability to teach.
Not many men.
The problem is lenses.
Yes, sir.
The way we see this thing through.
Yes, sir.
Well, no, I could have a great word, but the word is based on the word or the fruit.
Yes.
I'm sorry, man. I would do good just being quiet. Y'all don't think I can be quiet for 3 months? I promise I can be quiet for 3 months. I promise you I can be quiet. 3 straight months, you wouldn't hear a word out of me. No social media, no pulpit, no videos, no nothing. I promise you, man, you won't believe it. I'll probably have the greatest time of my life.
Mm.
Y'all want to put that test to the boss?
No, sir.
Boss the test?
Oh,
believe me, I get it. Well, you got to understand, man, I have to speak.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Fire.
He got to speak. We got to speak.
Fire.
You don't
yeah.
speak, man.
You got to speak.
I ain't worried about the people hearing. I just got to speak.
Mm,
just declare. I don't give a shit. They hear awful fair.
Mm.
The onus is once the word go out, it's on you then.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yep. Bro, Stephen Campbell said, what we heard tonight was pearls. It is. It really, y'all's word is pearls. But like I said, listen, I think I want to leave this broadcast with this thought right here. Israel, we are literally dealing with effeminate, soft men. Males masquerading as men. Yeah, there you go. They really, truly, it's just like me trying to get a vigorous discussion and debate from a scholar or a pastor that has a seal of his pastorship on biblical marriage or divorce and remarriage. I don't care what it is. You know, that's supposed to be a big topic, right? Everybody want to talk. They want to do their little videos. Hey, I can tell when people are throwing jabs at me. You know what I mean? But nobody wants to come to the forefront. I ain't got time to chase fires. You understand what I mean? I'm listening, I just laugh. That's all it is. Let them have their Waterloo.
Yes.
Their moment of glory. We know you mean business when you're ready to step into the arena. That makes sense.
Yes,
people don't want to do that. Scribes and Pharisees didn't want to do that. If you notice the Scribes and Pharisees, they always took a passive approach
yes.
to Messiah.
Yes.
Always left some wiggle room.
Right. Yep.
They did. Always left them, because, I mean, man, King Jesus,
oh,
even in that lowly state, man, it was, I was sitting up there thinking, man, I'll reread these passages, I'll be like,
God,
y'all really going to try that
mm.
at this time? You understand me?
Because yes,
I try to immerse myself in the book, and then I'm like,
yes,
you know, you look at this thing back and forth. All right, here they come, here they come. You can see them all coming in. No, y'all not going to try to pick on this man again. He already done had it. Already in.
Right.
What, 3, 4 times? Y'all still going to try this?
Right.
Oh, no, man. I'll be sitting there looking and evaluating. Oh, it's done deal.
Done deal.
It is done. Then, don't forget this, Israel. It's one thing for us to agree with the Messiah. But the day of reckoning is coming for all of us. This world hate us. So anytime we agree with Messiah, it's easy to give words. A little bit different when your word is going to come on the pain of death. Are you ready? You better truly evaluate your heart and see if you really, truly are ready for that. Because your faith is definitely going to be on the level of Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro. Your faith is definitely going to be on the faith and the level of Daniel. It's going to have to be up there.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no more play game. Ain't no more. No, no, no.
Nope.
No, 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 no. We all going to be tested.
Yes, sir.
You got to make sure your faith is up there because the king, y'all know that the king has a history of testing Israel, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know the Shabbat is a test?
Yes, sir.
You know eating clean is a test?
Yes, sir.
It's all a test of obedience. See, we're going to bail out and make excuses.
Yes, sir.
All right, Israel, we bless y'all. See y'all tomorrow morning, all right? So, y'all be encouraged at this point right now. I'm going to turn on teach. We bless y'all in sweet, precious, strong, victorious, and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
That law.
Yes. Come on.
We are showing them.
Yes, sir.
What
hey.
Is
hey. Yes, sir. Hey.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Hey.
The king is coming.
You can't beat him. You can't beat him. they couldn't even handle the land, bro. What's gonna happen when you come back to the mine, bro? That's crazy. They were cowards with the land.
That's the future.
Let's see.
You want to say?